It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Scott Caratola-Wagaman calling from Ridge, New York.
Hey, where is Ridge, New York?
It's towards the east end. If you're familiar with Long Island, you got the two forks.
Oh, yeah.
The end, yeah, we're about 11 miles west of the forks, or the crotch, as I call it.
So you're crotch adjacent, as they
exactly,
say in the real
yeah.
estate ads. Well, it's nice to have you with us, Scott. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Scott's topic?
South Dakota, here we come.
So South Dakota often gets overshadowed by Minnesota to the east, with its big city lights and Garrison Keillor, and North Dakota to the north, with Fargo's infamous pleasure palaces. But this week, we read about three desperate attempts to get people to South Dakota by any means necessary. Guess the real story, you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Let's hear from Amy Dickinson first.
Mark Kalschbrenner owns the Dinky Mark convenience store and gas station franchise for the entire state of South Dakota. Lately, business has been slow, real slow. One day recently, Mark asked his navigation system, Siri, I want to see Paul Blart, mall cop. But instead, Siri sent him to the Walmart in Blacktop, and that gave him an idea. He hacked into the Google Maps and navigation systems of neighboring states so that searches would lead to Dinky Mart stores in South Dakota. So someone asking, Siri, where can I get plankton? Would be sent directly to the Dinky Mart in Yankton. You want to find a girlfriend who's vapid and pretty? You might end up in Rapid City. Mark knew that not every person in Minnesota looking for lipstick would be happy to find themselves in, say, the town of Baltic. But he also knew that once there, a stuck motorist would gas up and then go inside the Dinky Mart and maybe buy a bag of pretzel rods while they asked for directions for how to get out of South Dakota. And for now, that will have to be good enough.
I plot to hack Siri so that she sends people to South Dakota instead of where they really want to go. Your next story of a reason to visit South Dakota, whether you want to or not, comes from Peter Gross.
I don't know about you, but when I think about South Dakota, I usually think, why am I thinking about South Dakota? When the nicest thing someone can say about your state is, it's nice, but it's no Wyoming, you know you've got an image problem, which is why the Governor's Office of Economic Development created a 30-second pro-South Dakota ad that favorably compares their state with the one place everyone can agree would be worse, Mars. Mars has been in the news recently as thousands of average people have been volunteering for a one-way mission to the Red Planet, willing to give their lives in the name of space exploration. So this ad starts with ominous shots of Mars and a voiceover that says, Mars, the air, not breathable. The surface, cold and barren. But thousands are lining up for a chance to go and never come back. The ad then switches to beauty shots of people in South Dakota working in factories, hiking, fishing, and for some reason, ballooning. While the voiceover shifts, South Dakota, progressive, productive, and abundant in oxygen. Why die on Mars when you can live in South Dakota? South Dakota, you can live here.
So, the State Tourism Board, Office of Economic Development, encourages people to come to South Dakota because it has more oxygen than Mars. Your last story of one of the nation's top two Dakotas comes from Aparna Nancherla.
Residents of Pierre, South Dakota, have good reason for the extra pep in their step. The mayor of the state's capital, Lori Gill, recently signed a bill legalizing the addition of trace amounts of Adderall to the drinking water. Commented Gill while doing three advanced Sudokus at the same time. We're a nation of sleep-deprived, dehydrated, obese zombies. Why not tackle all the problems in one go by adding a little extra fuel to the communal reserves? City natives and newcomers alike say they feel energized by the new measure. Said Pierre Postwoman Hallie Newhouse, I used to be one of those people who had a case of the Mondays all week long. Now I wake up every day with a huge smile. Come to think of it, I don't actually remember the last time I slept. She then returned to playing a bitterly heated tennis match with a wall. Adds Gill, for those who think South Dakota is a slow place, we just decided to speed things up a little. Now, if you'll excuse me, it's time for my staff and I to finish building, then repaving this road.
So, One of these is a way that somebody is trying to convince people to go to South Dakota. Is it from Amy Dickinson, somebody who has hacked Siri? From Peter Gross, an ad campaign from the state itself suggesting that South Dakota is preferable to dying on the lifeless, barren red planet? Or from Aparna, is it the story of how the city of Pier has added Adderall to the water supply to give everybody that little extra pep they need to do what needs to be done? Which of these is the real story of a South Dakota initiative?
I don't know. Something's telling me Peter's story with Mars has just got to be it.
Something is telling you that?
Something is telling me that.
It wouldn't be the Google screen in front of you, would it? I'm not saying you do it, but we've heard it's been done.
It's a scientific method.
I understand. Well, to bring you the correct answer, let's all listen to this.
Why die on Mars when you can live in South Dakota? South Dakota, you can live here.
That was, in fact, the official ad from South Dakota comparing that state favorably to the barren wasteland of Mars. And whoever came up with that ad and convinced the state to do it, we salute you, and we wish you luck in your next job. But you got it right. Peter was telling the truth. You earned a point for Peter Gross, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the beating in the answering machine. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Come where the sun shines and where life's worth your while.